Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxon, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast allows fans of Haverford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student-athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features men's soccer player Will Corkery. The junior talks about his time at Haverford, some of his favorite moments about his time here at the school, and much more. Here's how the interview went. So, Will, you guys are off to a really, really nice run here, winning 8 in a row. What has this whole season been like for you guys as a team?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great thus far. We started off 2-3, which wasn't great. Played some pretty good teams, but yeah, we found a nice winning streak right now, and hopefully, we can keep that going in the coming games.
So you guys have had a really nice non-conference schedule playing, you know, your Montclair States and your Rutgers Canada of the world. Do you feel like your non-conference schedule has helped you when it comes in the conference play?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of the other teams in our conference don't play as tough of out-of-conference schedule, and I think that we're better prepared because we're battle-tested, and so we're ready for the big games when they come in October, November.
So last year you had kind of a breakout season, scoring 10 points, and you had 8 assists, which was one of the tops in the conference. And this year you're having a bigger season. What has been some of the things that you've done over the past 2 years to make yourself into the soccer player you are right now?
I mean, a lot of it is thanks to my teammates and stuff like that, because they obviously have to finish the set pieces they play in. But, I mean, a lot of it's just hard work and working with Coach Rainier and Corey and the strength and conditioning program. That's definitely helped me a lot. And just confidence-wise, just knowing my role in the team and, you know, having everyone believe in me and stuff like that has really helped.
How do you balance your life as a student-athlete?
Sometimes it can be tough, but I'm pretty proactive and I don't procrastinate too often, so that's definitely helped, because I know if I have a big week coming up that I have to get my work done on like Sunday or maybe even Friday night before the games. So you just have to stay on top of it and make sure that you know what lies ahead, so you don't get blindsided with a lot of work.
A lot of students tell me that they actually are better students during the season. Do you find that to be the case for yourself, or do you just have to stay focused throughout the entire year?
On the whole, I'm probably a little bit better student in season than out of season, just because I know that I need to get my work done because I have a game coming up and we have practice every day, so I don't have as much time to, you know, goof off and just like hang out with my friends.
So transitioning back to high school, when you're looking at colleges, what are some of the things that attracted you to the school?
I mean, first of all, I knew I wanted a liberal arts school, and so Haverford obviously fit that mold. But then when I did my official visit here, the fall of my senior year, just the team and the camaraderie amongst the guys just was really what attracted me to Haverford, which was great.
Is there one particular moment academically that stands out above the rest?
Not necessarily an academic achievement, but definitely my finals week, my freshman, first semester freshman year, was definitely an eye-opening experience, just because I hadn't taken finals like that before necessarily. And so, I mean, that was something that I had to learn from, and, you know, I'm definitely more seasoned now and, you know what to expect going into it. And it's not so overwhelming.
Tom was like, yeah, I finally made it.
Exactly, yeah.
What about, is there one moment athletically in your 3 years so far that has stood out?
I think Swarthmore last year, when we scored with 2 seconds left to tie it up against them, was definitely probably my top moment thus far. And also knocking off F&M in the conference playoffs at their place was pretty fun, because they were unbeaten at the time, so that was good.
Are you involved in anything else other than soccer on campus?
So I'm part of the strength and conditioning advisory committee, which has been good. Corey set that up to facilitate communication amongst the student athletes and the strength and conditioning team, because, you know, just to increase communication, see what we think works and what doesn't work. So that's been good. And I'm also part of the investments club on campus, which just focuses on learning about investing some money that actually a donor gave to us, which was good. And yeah.
Have you done any internships so far?
Yeah, so I had an internship last summer. I actually lived at school and worked at the John Templeton Foundation in their investments department. And I did that all of the spring semester last year, and then I carried that on into the summer. So that was a great experience.
Now, you're only a junior, but have you given it some thought of what you want to? What are some of your plans after school?
I'm not entirely sure. Kind of trying to figure that out right now. But currently, I'm thinking that I'd like to go into finance or potentially consulting, something like that. But yeah, that's where my thoughts are at the moment. We'll see if that changes.
Okay, so this part of the interview is a little bit more interesting, and I'm just gonna kind of fire off some rapid fire questions at you, and you can just first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
Favorite sports team growing up?
Barcelona.
Favorite movie?
Step Brothers.
Favorite book?
Probably the Harry Potter series. I don't know which one, but I liked those when I was growing up.
Favorite food?
Steak, probably.
Your favorite vacation spot?
I like to go to my summer house, which is in Scituate, Mass, kind of near the Cape, over the summer, which is fun.
Favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Here, Batman. I used to have a Batman shirt that I never took off for about a year there.
Who is your favorite Batman?
Who is my favorite Batman?
Christian Bale, Michael Keaton.
I would say Christian Bale, probably, yeah.
What is the most played song in your iTunes playlist?
Most played song is probably Lose Yourself, because I usually listen to that before games and stuff like that.
That's on my playlist, too. Share a personal fact that no one would ever know about you.
That no one would ever know about me.
Maybe a secret talent or something that...
A secret talent. Well, I do like to sing, especially country. I'm not very good at it, but I do enjoy doing that, as long as people around me will put up with it.
So karaoke's your thing, huh?
Exactly, yeah, sure.
If you could change one rule about your sport, what would it be and why?
If I could change one rule, I would... I would maybe actually change the overtime rules. I think it'd be fun to do something like hockey's been doing, where since hockey does 3-on-3 now, we could pull people off the field or something like that. I think it'd add an interesting dynamic to the game.
That would definitely be an interesting dynamic. Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a deserted island with?
Probably T'Jon Walcott.
Any particular reason?
He's just one of my closest friends on the team, and I don't know, I feel like... We could put up with each other if we're on a deserted island together.
Now you're stuck on a deserted island. What three things would you bring with you?
I would bring some food. I'm not entirely sure what I would bring. I would probably bring a soccer ball, just so we could kick around if we got bored. And then lastly, some form of shelter, like a tent, maybe.
You have 3 wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes, and you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
A conference championship, a national championship. Oh, this is a tough one. I don't know. And then repeat that senior year.
That's very nice of you. It's very team-oriented. No money, no. When you were a child, what did you wish you could be when you grew up?
I initially told my dad I wanted to be a football player, like Marshall Faulk, because I liked him a lot. He told me that that was probably going to be a stretch. So then I told him that I was going to be a hockey player. And he said, that might be a stretch too, but do you want to learn how to skate? I told him no. In which case he said, you're probably going to need a backup plan for that too. And I said, well, then maybe I'll just be a teacher.
If there is one thing you can bring back from your childhood, what would it be?
One thing I could bring back from my childhood? Probably that Batman shirt, since I wore it for like 3 years straight.
Now, I think I already know the answer to this question, but if you could be any TV or movie character, what would it be and why?
Any TV or movie character? That's a tough one. I think I would be Harvey Specter in Suits. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but yeah.
Considering Halloween's coming up in a couple of weeks, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
My favorite Halloween candy? Probably Skittles.
Thank you. I'm the biggest Skittles fan myself. I'm a big fan. What's your favorite Skittle?
Either red or green.
There you go. Smart.
Yeah, actually, T'Jon eats a bag before every game usually. And so he usually gives me a little handful, which is good.
So he's the Marshawn Lynch of your team.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, you just got to start throwing Skittles at him.
I know. Every time he scores. Yeah, I think so.
What was your favorite Halloween costume?
My favorite Halloween costume? I went as the Blue Man Group with a bunch of my friends when I was young and like painted our faces and stuff like that. I don't think I would be too into it now, but that was a good costume at the time.
Finish this statement. I can't believe I once...
Let's see. I can't believe I once won a state championship in high school. Hopefully we can repeat that this year in the conference.
If you could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
Future.
Is there one particular reason? You just want to see if there's flying cars,
Yeah, just see if we've migrated to Mars or something crazy like that. But yeah, I think it'd be cool to go to the future.
If there was one sporting event you could attend, what would it be and why?
I would probably say the World Cup final, just because it's such a global event and be awesome to attend and be there in person for it.
How do you like to spend a rainy day?
Sometimes I like going out to play soccer and stuff. It's fun to play in the rain. But if I'm feeling lazy, just lying in bed and watching a movie or TV or something like that is usually fun.
You're going to a dinner, and at the table you can invite three people past or present. Who would they be and why?
Probably Lionel Messi. This is going to be an eclectic collection. Warren Buffett. I think it'd be interesting to pick his brain and talk to him. And then... maybe Michael Jordan. He's going to be such an incredible competitor and such a great basketball player.
Would you rather be a hero or villain in the next great superhero movie?
Hero, definitely.
You have the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make the movie about?
Going along with the superhero theme, I think those have been pretty successful as of late with the Marvel movies. But yeah, I'd make something like that.
You're walking to the dining center and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself, checking out the campus for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
Don't look anywhere else. This is the place for you.
And then a similar question is, you're walking down the street one day and accidentally bump into yourself 10 years into the future. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully gainfully employed, potentially working in finance or something. But yeah, I see myself maybe in New York or something, hopefully living with some of the guys. That'd be fun.
Thanks to Will for coming on to the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. Feel free to rate and leave comments on who we should interview next. Thanks for listening, and go Fords.